I need a structure, but I don't know how to get the best out of each day. So that's for people who feel overwhelmed. And I think probably right now, a lot of people might feel like this, trying to work from home with a million other things going on.
Yes, the structure I'll talk about in a minute, but there's a core principle that I want people to really understand and reflect on. And I love that you journal, and that's something that I recommend to all of my clients and friends and family and strangers on the street that I've never met. And I'll just say, you should be journaling. What is really useful is to notice the difference between overwhelm and overload. So there's a big difference between those two, and there's a lot of freedom when you start to really understand what that is, because overload is, you know, you've got too many meetings in your diary, you've overcommitted, so you're up till 10 o'clock at night because you said that you deliver this thing, you know, you've got a new starter coming on board, you've got a budget that you need to complete, you've got a new program starting, da 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 da. So there is an overload piece. That bit, in terms of the structure, is about actually writing down literally what is it that's in my diary, rather than what we tend to do is we don't, and I get into this sort of in more detail in terms of the programs that I do, but we don't actually write down where we're spending our time. So that's what ends up being overwhelm, is this constant like low level of stress and anxiety that just sits in their chest or deep in the pit of their stomach of like, I'm not going to get through it all. I'm not, like, there's so much going on.
But I think that what you nailed here as well is like managing time and writing time down. Years back, I used to work with Productivity Planner, and that was, I think, first time when I actually started timing how much things take. And after that, my coach moved me to Toggle, which is on another level.
I always recommend that. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the best thing ever. Like now, my diary is time blocked for a whole week in advance. Everything, including lunch, including walk, including bath and red, like reading books, whatever. Everything goes in there.
And if people are listening or watching this, I should say, and they're thinking, oh, I couldn't do that and I couldn't block out all my time, because I work in a role that's really fluid, Geeta, and I've got lots of things going on and a client might need my time. And listen, I work with CEOs, group heads of treasury, that, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm sitting here twiddling my thumb, let me calendar block my time and then I've got full control. What you then have is a view really clearly of if someone wants your time, a client, a stakeholder, your kids, your mother, your other half, your team member, your boss. What you can really clearly do then, if you've done that work and it hurts, right? Like, you'll remember it hurts in the beginning because you're timing things and you're putting stuff in, but short-term pain for that long-term gain. What it does is it gives you a view. So if you then say to me, can I grab you, you know, for a quick session? So I do like unlimited coaching packages, right? So it's like, oh, I need a session on Friday. Do you have can I get an hour? So then I can look at my diary. I don't have to feel overwhelmed, like, oh my God, I've got so much going on. How am I going to squeeze that in? I have to, I should. And we go into that thinking brain. Then I can look at my diary and go, okay, I blocked out this, I blocked out that, I've got this time for that. I can set that boundary really clearly rather than coming from a place of I should and a place of wanting to please people all the time because I have a really clear view. And actually, maybe it is back to back with things I can't move, but maybe I put an hour in there of, you know, reflection time ahead of group program on Monday. And I can then make the decision to say, Ava, I've got 2 till 3 on Friday, and then this is what I do. I don't then just delete that 1 hour. That reflection time or planning time has to go somewhere else, right? So this is how we start to move away, firstly dissecting what's overwhelm and what's overload, and then applying really practical tools so that you can start having really quality conversations with the people around you about how you're spending your time, which then becomes quality time rather than what am I doing and what's next and oh my God and I'm out of control and someone's always going to need me.